It's working, Chang. I think it's really working.
At last, the single greatest dream of man since time began. Talking to the animals.
Listening to?
What?
Not talking to them, just listening to them.
Right. Still the greatest scientific marvel of our age. Listening to the animals.
Insects.
Insects?
And some other invertebrates, yes.
Dogs?
No, just insects.
Horses?
No, four legs, backbone.
Chimpanzees?
Afraid not.
I'm starting to get a little worried. This may not have been the best use of 300 million euros.
No, no, it's fascinating. This slug, for example.
Oh, oh, my legs. Where are my legs?
Compare that to the millipede. And this spider.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes, 8. In your face, beetles.
Or the tarantula.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Is that all they do?
Yeah, mostly. Every now and then a cockroach realises they don't have a nose or ears. They get stressed, they might need reading glasses after the apocalypse, but... yeah, mainly about legs.
Fascinating.
Oh, good news.
Oh?
It turns out that ladybirds have a god.
Oh.
His name's Alvin. Their prayers to Alvin are beautiful. Beautiful and heartbreaking.
Roger, have you been at the Deliriance again?
Alvin loves you, Christine. He loves us all.